Cuomo began the day with a planned speech to the New York delegation, but he had to abbreviate it to leave time for surprise guest Bernie Sanders to address the delegation of Hillary Clinton's home state.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Both Sanders and Clinton delegates cheered and at times gave the Vermont senator a standing ovation. Sanders told them they must defeat what he called the worst Republican candidate in the modern history of this country. He says Donald Trump supports some traditional GOP policies like cutting taxes and services, but he says it's really much more than that.
What makes Trump different is he is, in fact, a demagogue that does not respect or understand the Constitution of the United States of America. And that, by the way, is not just the opinion of Bernie Sanders. That is the opinion of conservative Republicans.
Sanders praised Cuomo's push to enact an increased minimum wage in New York to $15 downstate and $13.50 upstate, as well as paid family leave. But he indirectly chided New York when he said voting needs to be more accessible. The state's restrictive party registration laws drew national attention during the April presidential primary.
And that means that the Democratic Party has got to open its doors and welcome in young people and welcome in working people.
Cuomo, who did not appear with Sanders during the New York primary, which Clinton won, says he and the Vermont senator have a lot in common, supporting many of the same policies.
We believe in progressive politics. We don't just talk the talk. We walk the walk.
Sanders also repeated his calls for his supporters to now back Hillary Clinton. Cuomo, speaking later in the day, says the event was about creating unity among the New York delegation.
You had a divided group in that room. You've had Sanders supporters who were not yet ready to fully accept Hillary.
At least some of the Sanders supporters are still not ready to make that shift. Josephine Moore is a Sanders delegate. She says some of her fellow delegates are now saying they may even vote for Trump.
I have heard that some plan to. I personally don't understand, except from the perspective that he is speaking to that rage that people feel, that our elected officials have sold us out to big corporate interests.
Moore says she's not going to vote for Trump, but when asked if she's going to vote for Hillary Clinton, she pauses and shrugs.
When it comes to affecting real change, we have to remember that who's president is only a small piece of that puzzle. Not a tiny piece of that puzzle. It's a leading piece of that puzzle. It sets the tone for that puzzle. But there are so many other pieces.
Moore, who is from Schenectady, says she plans to concentrate on local races in the coming months, including supporting Cuomo's 2014 gubernatorial primary challenger, Zephyr Teachout. Teachout's running for Congress, as well as Democratic candidates hoping to retake the state Senate for Democrats. In Philadelphia, I'm Karen DeWitt.